With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump team vowing to battle a ruling. Federal judge temporarily blocking the Department of Government Efficiency from accessing records at the Treasury Department.
The preliminary injunction comes after more than a dozen Democrat attorneys general sued President Trump in federal court in New York City. They alleged the administration allowed the DOGE team access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. The data contained sensitive personal information like Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. A hearing date is set for this coming Friday, February 14th. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding talks this week. And Johnson invited the Israeli leader to address a joint meeting of Congress. Bernie Bennett has more.
The press conference came days after President Trump floated a proposal for the U.S. to take control of Gaza. Netanyahu and Johnson have both signaled support for the idea, despite mounting scrutiny from others. Johnson says Israel is still facing threats.
Today, the Israeli people are working to defeat Hamas following, of course, the horrific massacre on October 7th.
Netanyahu says our Congress represents democracy.
The Congress of the United States speaks for the American people, and the American people speak for the entire world.
Democrats did not attend the session. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Investigators making a number of arrests in connection with heist involving some of the biggest names in sports. Authorities say groups of thieves linked to South American gangs have been stealing jewelry and cash from luxurious homes, including those belonging to Patrick Mahomes and Luka Doncic. States are absorbing substantial increases in health care costs for the poor. Experts say that's because they realize Medicare rolls from COVID. People are sicker. This is SRN News. Yet another pro-life action by the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has gotten the military out of the abortion business. He has overturned the Biden-era policy that funded travel for female service members to leave pro-life states and head to states where abortions are legal for the purpose of getting one. President Trump has been busy since taking office in withdrawing federal support for abortion at many levels. He's restored the Hyde Amendment and the Mexico City policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes on the rise in Western Europe. Paul James Griffiths is the director of Scotland's Christian Heritage. It says radical Muslims and secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths says from about 2013, things suddenly began to change for the worst. This is SRN News. Correspondent John Scott says schools in Texas are fighting absenteeism.
Schools have employed multiple strategies to better identify and aid chronically absent students, like partnering with nonprofits and community organizations. School districts receive state funding based on average attendance, which means more students missing school can mean less money coming in. Districts are trying to help by connecting families with city services. In addition, some school leaders advocate for funding based on enrollment instead of attendance. John Scott reporting.
College student at University of Massachusetts who made a half-court shot during a women's basketball game halftime promotion will get his $10,000 prize from the school itself. The school claims the insurance company covering that promotion balked at paying because they said the kid's foot was over the line. More details at SRNnews.com.